Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 21, Busy Weeks and How to Manage Them. This episode covers how to prioritize your physical freedom during busy weeks and strategies and tactics I use with clients to stay on track with their programs. We all have busy lives, we all have things to do, but if we don't have a plan in place for how to manage busy weeks, they will derail us. In this episode, I will show you how to plan, manage your energy, and make realistic goals during these times. We all know consistency is the key to creating change. I will show you how to stay consistent during the periods where most people drop off. I'm going to split this episode up into three parts, okay? So we've got three parts. We have the plan. Second one, we've energy management over time management. And then number three, we've be realistic but don't fool yourself. So 3 points and one or two sub-points under each part. So it won't take too long. And this is, like I was saying at the intro there, kind of strategies and tactics that I give physical freedom clients to work through those busy weeks. Because look, it's going to happen. You know, some people have family and kids, other people have very busy careers, other people are playing sports activities, whatever it is, we all have stuff going on. So on the plan, first point here, going back to a quote I love, which I first heard it from Roy Keane, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It's just a harsh truth straight away when you come to planning, because if I think back to my younger self, not getting progress, was I planning? No. So straight away, that's where you need to start. Like if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail already. So that's where you need to start. And I love those kind of one-liners, harsh truths, because on the other side of harsh truths is progress. You know, that's the way that I think of it, is like, yeah, like harsh truths are the catalyst to progress. That's the way that I think of it. So I love them. So on this, we want to start planning our weeks at the weekend. This has been a game changer for me going back years, like not trying to plan it Monday morning. Like you have the anxiety over the weekend, like on the Saturday, on the Sunday, because, you know, if you think of order versus chaos, like order is where we're more calm, chaos is the anxiety. It's more chaos in the back of your mind, like, oh, I'm not actually prepared and ready for Monday for the week ahead. So planning on Sunday or even on Saturday, like that's what I'm going to do, doing this podcast, heading to the gym, then come back from the gym, get a bit of food. Then there's like an hour, 1 to 2 hour kind of spot that's free before I'm going for a few pints in town with a few friends. So that's actually a great spot. It's just like kind of on the Saturdays when you're a bit stoned in the morning, you've done your sport activity, whatever. You usually have a bit of time there where you're not really doing anything. And it's before you might have kind of evening plans. That's a great time to actually just quick review of the week gone past and a quick plan for the week ahead. And then it's done. Like that's another way to think of it, is open loops versus closed loops. The more open loops you have in your mind, the more anxious and the more that takes up real estate in your brain. So yeah, once we close those loops, you're like, yeah, have the plan there sorted. Cool. It's out of your head and you don't need to think about it over the weekend. You can go switch off and enjoy yourself. So that's the first part in the planning, is plan the week on Sunday or even on the Saturday, which, yeah, game changer when you get into the habit of doing it. And especially on the busy weeks, yeah, if you think like on those really busy weeks that you're going to plan it Monday morning or on Tuesday or whatever, it's just not going to happen. Again, you're deluding yourself there. So then the close off on the plan, and look, you know the harsh truth, you need a plan, especially for these busy weeks. And even better thing to do is do it on the Saturday or Sunday when you have that bit of free time. And then from there you iterate. So when you're doing out your plan for the week, you can obviously see where are the free slots going to be to do your, you know, physical freedom program, your mobility, or for anything. Like obviously I'm talking more about clients here, but it can be for anything. So you know the free slots then. Once you plan out the week, you put the slots in there and you commit to them, and then you just iterate from there. Like no plans are perfect. If plans were perfect, you know, coaches wouldn't exist. You just get a plan from someone online and it'll work perfectly. Like that's just not how the world works. So you will iterate on these plans. Don't worry, they're not going to be perfect. It might go 90% to plan, it might go 60%, but you keep iterating each week in the review, each week. Oh, you know, I planned it for Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Oh, I find that my energy is really bad on Friday and I don't get it done. That's actually leading into the second point. You know, then you go, okay, I'm going to go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. You know, that's what you need to do. It's going to be a constant process of iteration. So another quote I made up for myself was, test and iterate until you find success and consistency. That's what you need to do with the planning. Point two then, so energy management over time management. This is a crucial one as well. I actually didn't even understand this or even have aware of it. Awareness is the best word there. Like, I wasn't even aware of this before one of my mentors told me this when I was under his coaching. So he would say, look, we all know about time management, which I've kind of said there with the plan, but he's like, in my opinion, energy management is more important. And again, I was like, well, I don't even know what that means. So I'll explain it here. We could do part one there perfectly. You know, we're planning, so we're not going to fail here because we're already putting in the plan. Then, yeah, I've done it on the Saturday or Sunday, making sure I have the time to do it. And then I've set out the plan for the week. But as I'm saying there, what if you've like, oh, I'm going to do the mobility on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then on Friday, your energy is tanked. You've no energy. So that's why he's saying energy management over time management, because at the end of the day, the time management doesn't matter that much if you don't have the energy to actually do the thing that you want to do. So it's just another flip on it. Like, look, I suppose the David Goggins type stuff, you could just say, fucking get it done, whatever. But, you know, that's not reality a lot of the time for a lot of people. So looking at it through the energy management lens, instead of going, where's the free slots in my calendar? You can go, where are the days or slots where I seem to have the most energy? And then you put in the priorities there. Like, obviously for people in the Physical Freedom Program, their priority is overcoming chronic pain and injury, reaching their athletic potential. And to do that, they need to put in the work on their mobility. So it's a priority for them. So that's what I'd be saying to them is like, where in your week do you seem to have the most energy? That's where you're going to put it in there. Because again, even if we stick with the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're doing the session on Friday, but your energy is tanked. You're just going to be going through the motions. You're just going to be like, oh, is this nearly over? Your intent isn't going to be there. So that's a different thing. But like, if you're not practicing with intent, you're not going to get the changes you want anyway. So it is going to be a waste of time. So, excuse me, that's the energy management. You want to try and pick out slots where you seem to have the most energy. And that's really going to help you get it done. Like a quick example there, which I haven't actually wrote down, but it's popping into my head. I actually did this with my strength training. So I've tried training in the morning first thing, did that for maybe a year. I've tried afternoon training just before, let's say, you have lunch or the midday meal, and then I've also done like evening training. And I've tried all three of those slots for a year or more, and definitely for me, afternoon is the best. I'm not a morning person. I developed the drive and discipline, all that, to show up and just do it, but it never felt better. I'm just not a morning person. And with the evening as well, no, energy wasn't great. Afternoon is the best for me. Hence why, what time is it now? My timer's in the way. It's 11:39, yeah. I'm going to be finished and wrap this up by 12. Then I'm going to head to the gym. So I like to get up around 7, whatever. I've kind of 3-4 hours where I get my work done, so I'm more at peace. And I've woken up more, and I'm actually ready now. I'm looking forward to going to the gym. So you need to find, yeah, energy management over time management. Just analyze your weeks and yourself and think, when is my energy highest to actually get the things done that I want to do? Number 3 then is be realistic, but don't fool yourself. So to kind of give you more context around this, like if you look at the world through this lens, that expectations versus reality, this is where frustration creeps in. Like if your expectations are sky high, but your reality isn't, it's lower down. That's going to be like frustration, unhappiness in between. So obviously, yeah, this is what we're saying. Like on these busy weeks where you've loads of shit going on, there's no point having sky high expectations that you're going to get everything done, and then you get like 30% of it done. And every week you're more annoyed at yourself. You're losing trust in yourself because you're saying you're going to do something and you're not doing it, which is going to break your confidence. So that's what we need to do is like, look, I'm not saying this isn't permission now to just drop everything, but be realistic. Like don't fool yourself here and think of your expectations versus the reality. And you're iterating each week with the plan, so you'll get a better understanding of what you can actually do during these weeks. So the kind of line I had there for myself was like, am I going to be working towards like frustration and dropping off, or content and continuing? You know, am I expecting to do 100% and I'm doing 30, or am I expecting to do 60 and I'm getting 50 done? And I'm like, look, I'm nearly there and I'm content enough and have more motivation to keep going with it. So on these weeks, with the routines that I give Physical Freedom clients, I break it up into a little daily routine and then harder mobility exercises like a strength program. So it's like 5 to 10 minutes daily and then 30 to 60 minutes 3 times a week. That's like the base minimum for clients who sign up. So let's say on these mad busy weeks, because things happen, I just tell clients, longer sessions don't matter. Get that daily routine done. That's your goal this week. Get that daily routine done. Because here's where the harsh truth comes in. There's no excuse not to do that daily routine. 5 minutes. You know, because again, the question I would be asking is, okay, what was the busiest week you ever had? They tell me. Did you brush your teeth that week? Yeah. Where did that 5 minutes come out of? Do you value your teeth more than your body, more than your physical fruit? You know, so it's just, we're trained to do certain things by society, like brush our teeth every day, look after our teeth proactively, which is great, but, you know, my dream is like pushing people towards, why don't you have that commitment to your body? Because everyone I've asked has said, oh, I'd rather have my physical freedom than white teeth. I'm like, that's what your words are saying, but your actions are putting you towards the white teeth and a crippled body. So there's no excuse there. Like, we can get 5 minute daily routines in, brushing the joints just like we brush the teeth. This is coming back to your commitment and your why. If that's not happening, it's not a time issue or energy issue. It's a commitment. It's a why. It's a priority issue. And that's a separate podcast, separate conversation. So on these busy weeks, we always get the daily routines done. And then at the very least, we're maintaining our progress. It's not going backwards. We may not be progressing massively because that's what the harder sessions are for, but we're maintaining it, which is fine. Like, every week isn't a progression week anyway. Again, that's not life. Like, I do obviously push small gains all the time because it's amazing. But, like, you know, you don't go into the gym squatting and add like a kg every session. Like, you know, maybe doing 400 or 500 kg in like 2 years, it just doesn't work that way. So there will be maintenance weeks. There will be some weeks where you go backwards. But obviously, yeah, the majority of them, we want to be moving forward. So that's it. Like, we keep the daily routine always, so we're at least maintaining it, not going backwards. And then on the longer sessions, it's up to the client. I don't know their life. You know, I'm not living their life. I leave it up to them, but I'll obviously keep them honest with it. And if you can do one session, great. If you can do two, three, well, if you can do the three, it may not be the busiest week, but it's up to them. And if the answer is zero, cool. Do the daily routine for this week, maintain, and we'll start progressing on next week. And the last thing on the kind of be realistic but don't fool yourself part is to get people to zoom out. Because in this society, we get very hyper-focused on certain things, as I have been as well. Like, oh, I was so disciplined there, I was so consistent, and oh, this week's gone to shit. Fuck it, you know, so pissed off yourself, so annoyed, thinking like your progress is all going to be gone. What we need to do here is zoom out. We've zoomed in too much. You know, we've gone tunnel vision, eagle eye onto this specific week. So we need to go to, you know, fisheye vision, you know, like hammerhead shark, like start zooming out for the whole thing and think of a year. There's 52 weeks in a year. What is 1 week? What is 5 weeks? What is 8 weeks, really? 2 months. Imagine you were consistent for 10 months and you weren't for 2 months, spread over a year. Are you going to get progress? Of course you are. You know, so and multiply that over 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You're miles ahead. You know, so it's just not to get stuck in these little weeks where things aren't going well. Because that's, you know, it's the 80-20. Like, if you can be progressing like over 80% of the weeks, you'll be progressing so much more than 99% of people. You know, so like 1 week, two, three, four, whatever these random kind of, you know, weeks where things go to shit. Because it happens for me as well. There was one there not so long ago. But I know this stuff that I'm teaching you now of, like, I zoom out. I look over the years and I'm progressing, like, over the years always. So that's it. Yeah, we just need to zoom out. Think of the stock chart. That's a great analogy here because let's say even people looking at my life, because they don't live my life and they're not with me day to day, and they'll see, oh, from fuck tips to the front splits, you know, oh, he didn't know what he wanted to do. Now his passion is his business or whatever. They're all over years. Like years, like four, 5, 6 years. And if they look at that stock chart, they'll just see a point way down here and then a point way up there. And they'll be like, oh, that was just like plain sailing. What the fuck? Like, if that's what you see over years, if you zoomed in to like my days and my weeks, you would see like the stock chart. You'd see the up, down, up, 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 down, down, up, up, down, up, down. You'd see that because that's my life. That's reality. But people don't see that. So it's just to know that that's how the stock charts are. If you zoom out, you see, oh yeah, that stock went up clearly over 5 years. But then if you zoomed into the days and the weeks, you see all the ups and downs and all the realities. And all the downs where, oh, that's where people sold. Yeah, that's why they don't make money, because they dropped off when they should have stayed in. Same with progress. But that's why I love that analogy. There's been so many times when I've hit these big lows, that's where people usually quit. I didn't settle and quit. I kept with it. That's why I'm up there. So it's like same thing here. That stock chart analogy, I throw it in here for clients, obviously for the busy weeks, but that's the life analogy there, really, which helps me with a lot of stuff. So that was it. And the last few points I had was like, yeah, I think I said at the start, this point three, like be realistic, don't fool yourself. It's not permission to drop off, okay? And that's the thing where this is the work you have to do. Like, it's not permission to fool yourself because you're the easiest person to fool. You've probably heard that before and it's true. So you need to listen internally, get to know yourself more. We all know when we're fooling ourselves. Like, I know the difference between, and you will as well, not going to the gym because I'm fucking tired, or my body is sore because I've trained hard this week and I've really put in the effort, and it's actually probably best now to just go for a walk because, you know, I'm probably pushing too much here. You know, we all know the difference between them. So it's just to learn that. It takes learning. It'll take time to, you know, make those mistakes, and you will be kidding yourself. But over time, once you're able to have those harsh truths with yourself, that's when the progress starts. So yeah, just like treat yourself like someone you love. That's another great analogy. You know, sometimes we treat our dogs better than we treat ourselves, or we treat other people better. So just treat yourself like a best friend or a partner, like someone that you love. Be honest and compassionate with them. Like, do what's best for them. Do what's best for yourself. What would make you proud? That's another one I always think of. Like, what would make me proud? You know, the mark of tomorrow. What would make me proud? If I just did nothing, didn't work out, didn't do my work, not going to be feeling great tomorrow, because I lived that way before. So, look, there's lots of different frames, but it's mainly just to be honest with yourself and know when you're kind of, you know, settling, if you want to use that word, or when you're actually doing what you can. Okay, so that's it. They're just kind of 3 points that I have in the Education Hub of the Physical Freedom Program for clients on those really busy weeks. So then, finishing off, the 3 ways that I can help you when you're ready, we have the Physical Freedom Program. So we're talking through education from that hub today. That's about overcoming chronic pain and injury to reach your athletic potential. We have the Mental Freedom Course. This is about to stop looping and suffering in the same kind of negative thoughts and learn how to skillfully navigate your own mind. Third, then, we have the Lifestyle Design University. This is where we're avoiding the biggest regret of humanity and we're working towards designing the life true to yourself. And then in terms of follow contact, best place now is the website. So we've got the website up there, which is great. Took a lot of work, but it's really good. So everything's up there. Look, if you don't know much about me or just listen to this, my documentary's up there, so you'll know all my story, why I'm doing what I'm doing. And all the program information, everything is up there as well for the products and services. Then in terms of email, guywhodidn'tsettle@gmail.com if you do want to get in contact, or Instagram be the best place. DM over Instagram. So in terms of like long form content, I'm on the podcast, I got a newsletter. They're the two main ones, and then short form, I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn, but Instagram is, yeah, where I'd have the most kind of interaction with people. Okay, so that's it for this week. So don't settle and live true to yourself.